Well, that was a barlined bombing aid. It was very, very hush hush and secret. Nobody heard anything about it much, but it was very efficient. There were two radar stations, two stations. They couldn't really call them radar. Well, there was more, but two stations had to work together. I was eventually posted to Norfolk, a place, say, there, and we used to work with another station down near Dover, which would say would be there. Well, if that was the roar, the station from Dover would emit a, what they call a beam. An aircraft would fly across this beam at a constant distance from the station, and it would cross right over the target there. And if, as long as this aircraft was on the beam that was flying, it would get a note, a sound, in its the headphones in the pilot or the navigator, which was like the sound of an oboe. Hence it was called oboe. If it went off one side, it would get dashes, and if it went the other side, it would get dots. Well, that was flying this beam. Well, this other station here gave instructions when it got... You didn't contact it till it was about quarter of an hour before it was timed over the target, and then when it got to, say, there, which you knew it was about a quarter of an hour before it was flying over there, you would give us a note to for it to set in, and then it would listen to that as well. Then you got to switch one, which would give it some bips, and it knew it was so far on the target. Then it would get switch two on the target. Then it would get five pips, and then it would go dead. Well, as soon as it got this five pips, the bomb aimer released the target, the indicator on the bomb, and it should fall, as long as it was on the beam and that, it should fall right on the target. So that was what. So you could only do one plane at a time, but you could do, you know, several in succession, probably about four or five a night at the most. But often they were just giving indicators for incendiary or for a Lancaster bomb, because there were mosquitoes usually that we worked with, to give in, that gave indications of when the others should drop their bombs.